Hello.
Hello. How are you today, ma'am?
Who's calling?
My name is Antonio. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, sir, I am not.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
African American.
What is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree? Okay. Is that bachelor's or associate?
Associate.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote, definitely.
Awesome. Now, as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and
correct,
local levies. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Almost certain.
I definitely will.
Okay, so we can say almost certain, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the
somewhat
direction?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. Let me read them to you, okay? Property taxes, criminal justice reform, jobs, economy, education, housing, healthcare, crime, violence, transportation, racial inequity, access to abortion, legalizing marijuana, city budget, and spending, other.
Okay, so only three of those?
Yes, only two.
Oh, gee, that's going to be hard. Okay. So, the racial injustice.
Okay.
The housing.
Okay.
And, I think the, crime.
Okay. Now, I truly thank you, ma'am, for helping me complete this survey, okay? Now,
okay.
Let me read to you the names of some people or groups of people, okay? Please rate how you feel about them from 0 to 10. 0, very cold and unfavorable. 10, very warm and favorable. And you can also say 5, which is neither warm or cold. Okay, but you can use any number from 0 to 10. If you have never heard of the name of these people or group of people, please let me know. The first one, have you heard of Shayla Favor?
Shayla Favors, I heard the name, but I don't know her. I really don't know her.
Okay.
So I do somewhere in the middle.
So, from 0 to 10, how would you rate your
I'd say 5, because since I don't really know anything about her.
Okay. What about Adrian Hood?
Never heard of him. Again, a 5.
Okay. Lourdes Barroso de Padilla?
A little bit, so I'll say 7.
What about the Fraternal Order of Police?
Six.
Okay. What about Emmanuel Remy?
I don't know anything about Emmanuel, so I had to give him a 5.
What about Megan Kilgore?
5.
Shannon Harding.
6.
Farhan Getty.
Don't know anything about him. 5.
Nancy Dakauer.
Don't know anything about her. So 5.
Louise Gill.
5.
Nick Bankston.
Nate Benson?
No, Nick Bankston.
Don't know Nick. So I'm gonna have to do a 5.
Rob Dorrance.
5.
What about the Columbus City Council?
Definitely a 5.
Okay. Now, in 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, and required them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates.
Okay.
Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing. Or you would rather elect new people to the City Council so the Council can go in a new direction. Which of the two?
Well, I think they need to have some new elected officials. Some of them that are there, okay, but I think they need a new group.
So you would elect for new people?
Yeah.
Okay. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Oh, I don't know.
Now,
probably Emmanuel.
Emmanuel Remy, okay.
Yeah.
So you would lean towards Emmanuel Remy?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louise Gill or Nancy Dakauer?
I don't know.
So, if you had to choose, would you vote for Louise Gill or Nancy Dakauer?
I'm not sure, because what I would have to do is, you know, check like all of their
proposed
credentials, so to speak.
Okay. Understandable. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Getty or Nick Bankston?
Again, I don't know, because okay. I would have to look up both. Because, see, I'm not familiar with a lot of these names, so
no,
I would have to look them up, yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, next I want to read some statements that people might make about candidates running for City Council. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council, 5, no more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and 0, it means that much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council in November 2023. The first one we're going to talk about is Adrian Hood. Now, she is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, Grandmother, and an advocate for the Black community in Linden, Hood has dedicated her life to public service. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for policy to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone, regardless of their zip code. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this statement about Adrian Hood?
If all of what you said is true, I definitely would vote for her.
So from 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
10.
10?
Based on the statement, yes.
The next statement says, Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environmental Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time at City Council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and youth programming, and also gun violence programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this statement that will likely make you vote for him?
To me, 5, because he's saying all this stuff, but I don't see where so much been done.
Okay. Now, sometimes in surveys like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Adrian Hood.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a couple of more statements about two other candidates, okay? The same thing. Just rate them from 0 to 10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Farhan Getty. He came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Getty has spent his career as a business, as an entrepreneur building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He's running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. How do you rate this particular statement?
I'll say a 4, because 4.
Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and a graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug alcohol and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investments in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. Now, he's the endorsed Democrat. He's running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all its residents. How would you rate this particular statement?
I would give him a 7.
A 7? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am, I do thank you. We're almost done. Just allow me a couple of more minutes. Sometimes in service like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Getty or Nick Bankston?
The second one, Bankston.
Nick Bankston. Okay. Now, I'm going to read a couple of more statements, okay, about two other candidates. The same thing, please rate them from 0 to 10. Now, Nancy Dakauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and healthcare, and to advocate for marginalized communities. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this statement that will make you most
proud?
Great. What about Luis Gil? Is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant, which experienced as a small business owner since moving to Columbus a decade ago. Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation.
Okay.
How would you rate
5?
5, okay. Now, it's the same question. Sometimes in service like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy Dakauer?
The first one was Nancy Dakauer, right?
Dakauer? Yes.
Was first? Okay,
yes,
Nancy.
Nancy, okay. Okay. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? First one, to make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. The next candidate, to make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the streets.
The second one.
The second one. Okay. Now, let me read to you some statements about actions the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable toward the council. 5 means that you feel neutral. And 0 means that the action makes you feel much less favorable toward the council. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. Now, the Columbus City Council is funding programs that deploy social workers and clinicians to address mental health and substance abuse crisis so the police can focus on violence emergencies.
You said that's what they're supposed to be doing, or that's what they say they're doing?
That's, they say that they have taken this action.
Yeah, to do that.
Okay. So.
Okay. I'm going to say a 4 on that one.
A 4. Okay.
Yeah.
The Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet. Would that make you feel much more favorable, neutral, or much less favorable towards them?
I'm just neutral because they saying they did that, but it seems like stuff is worse, so.
Okay. The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for 2 organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north.
Okay, they said that they did it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for 2 organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north.
Okay, they did that. I mean, I give them credit for if they did that, but I don't see once again where it stopped. They need to,
so
you know.
So how would you rate that action that they took?
A 5.
The Columbus City Council approved $200 million over the next 4 years to invest in housing affordability in Central Ohio and ensure that residents can both live and work in the city regardless of their income. How would you rate that action?
I would rate that a 10 if they really, you know, come through with it, yeah.
Okay. Now, as you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
If it passes, it will legalize marijuana for adult ages 21 and older in Ohio. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support
the
amendment? Okay, so yes to support the amendment. As you may know, there will be an issue on the ballot to pass an additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements at a collective rate, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a home, commencing in 2023. first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the measure, or would you vote no to oppose the measure? Are you still undecided?
I probably wouldn't vote for that.
So you would lean yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you married?
I'm married.
Okay. We're almost done, okay, ma'am? I truly thank
you. Okay, I was going to say, because my phone is dying, so I don't want you thinking I'm hanging up on
you. Don't worry.
Because it only got a little bit of power.
Let me ask you this, a couple of questions. Are you the parent of a guardian or guardian of any children under age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Talking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat...
Moderate.
Moderate, okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
Biden.
Biden, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Probably about 65.
Okay. Thank you very much. We are completely done. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, darling. You're welcome. All right, you too. Bye-bye.